You know, anywhere you read in the Bible where Jesus touched anyone, a miracle took place. Praise, a change took place. That's what we need tonight, is to come in contact with Him. Amen? Praise the Lord. Turn with me in your Bibles to Ezekiel chapter number 28. Ezekiel chapter number 28, verse number 12. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We could all stand for the reading of God's Word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, verse 11, it says, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, Thou sealest up the sun full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardis, the topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, and the onyx, and the jasper, and the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and the gold, the workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee."
Father, Lord, I love you and I praise you tonight. I thank you for your goodness. God, I pray tonight, Lord, that you would come by and anoint me, God, to preach your word with authority, Lord, with power, God, Lord, that it would go forth and pierce the heart, Lord, would find its place, God, in the heart of someone in this place tonight. Father, we'll praise you, we'll thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Anoint every ear, God, to hear your word.
In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'd like to say I appreciate Brother Myers asking us to come up. It's good to see him doing a work here. I just pray that God would give him many souls. Many souls. The Lord would be my helper. I'm going to preach a message that I've preached several times. There's some of you here probably have heard me preach this message. I've probably preached it four or five times. And the Lord gave me this message when I first started preaching. And tonight, as I was getting, or actually yesterday, as I was getting ready to come up here, the Lord kind of dealt with me to go in this direction again tonight. So that's what we're going to do. I'm going to preach, if the Lord will be my helper, a little while on the Pied Piper. The Pied Piper. In this scriptures that we read tonight in Ezekiel chapter number 28, it described the prince of Tyrus, or the king of Tyrus, which Bible scholars agree, and once you study the context of the scripture, it was talking about Satan himself. Satan, we know, is, according to scripture, if you study through the Old Testament, and you read and you get into what it was trying to talk about here, and the different scholars that I've read after, and the different books that I've read, they all agree that Satan was a minister of music. A minister of music in heaven. Before he was kicked out of heaven. Do you know that this was always kind of intriguing to me when I read that and I studied it a little bit. I said, well, my goodness, what is you trying to tell me, Lord? What are you trying to get across to me? And there was a story that I had read when I was a little boy. Every one of you probably has read this story, but it always stuck out to me. And I remember the first time that I read the story, I thought about it about all night long. I couldn't even hardly go to sleep. I thought about that story over and over and over again. It was the story of the Pied Piper. In that story, if you remember right, the man, he goes and he comes into a town that was having a problem with rats. He had heard that this town had had the problem with rats for a while. So he comes into town and he He determines to meet with the mayor there, and when he finds the mayor tells him, he says, yeah. He says, we have a problem with rats. And the man, this quiet-spoken man, looked at the mayor and said, I could get rid of all those rats for you. He said, I can get rid of every one of them. The mayor said, well, if you can, I'll give you $10,000 or something of that nature. The man said, okay. They agreed upon the price. The man left. This is a fable. It's not true, but it brings out the point that I'm wanting to bring out tonight. The man left and he come on back, and this calm, austere-looking man walked down the street. And according to the story, he was just kind of a strange-looking man, a real quiet-looking man. Just kind of peaceful. There was not a lot of about this man that would intimidate anybody. He wasn't real big and he wasn't real strong. He wasn't one that commanded a whole lot of attention for his physique. But this particular man just simply walked down the middle of the street and started playing his little pipe. Sure enough, all the rats, for some reason, cleared out of the town. The man come back and asked for his payment. After the rats were all gone, the townspeople said, well, we're not going to pay him the money. So the man, he says, okay, and with a gentle smile on his face, he said, you'll pay for this. He turned and quietly walked away. The next time they saw this particular individual, he was walking down the middle of their city, and he had the same little harmless-looking pipe in the middle of his hand, and he was gently playing it. Playing it ever so gently as he walked down the middle of that street. As the music wafted over the waves there and the children that was all in the city started hearing the music. Those that were playing ball and doing this or the other. As soon as they heard the music, they leaped to their feet and followed after the sound of the pipe. And on, as the man walked through, all the children of the town, they gathered in behind him. As he played his little pipe, just real calm and slowly, he walked through town. The adults, they realized what was going on, but they were in such a state of shock that they couldn't do anything about it. They stared in awe as all the children of the entire town followed this quiet, strange-looking man through the town, over the hills, and the story goes on to say they seen him walk into a cave, and all the town's children walked in behind him, and they were never seen of again. You said, Brother Timmy, that is a strange story to be preaching about. What are you trying to bring out? You know that story is not even true. But you know God got to deal with my heart to do a little study on the piper. To start doing a little study on Satan and what his abilities are. Well, I just decided I'd do that. So I went up to the local library and I started going through a little bit of... He led me to study occults. Now wait just a minute. And Satan worship. Now listen to this. In ancient Hindu religion and mythology, there is a celestial musician who serves the Hindu god in his kingdom of Svarga. And the music that accompanies the dancing of the little demons in this man's kingdom and entertains their god is a piper. I went on. I said, well, that's kind of strange. What's going on? So I went on and I studied Chinese religions. In Chinese religions, there are 8 immortal spirits, all considered gods. And one of these spirits possesses hypnotic powers. And he's a piper. I read a few more. And they had the... I said, well, this is kind of strange. What are you trying to say, God? What are you trying to say to me? And I got to thinking about how Satan was a minister of music in heaven. You say, Brother Timmy, are you going to start preaching against certain kinds of music? And no, but I want to just kind of lay a foundation here tonight. Music has powers over people. Music has powers over the senses, the emotions, and the movements of an individual. You ever went down the street and you had a good song playing? Before you know it, you was a tapping your foot. Before you know it, you was a moving this way and a moving that way. If you didn't realize it, you get too engrossed in the song, you end up running right up under a semi-truck that stopped in front of you because that song has you captivated by its power. Human beings has always loved music. Over in Africa, they used music to call up demon spirits. You know why we have to keep certain types of music out of the church? I'm just going to kind of lay the fact, that's not what I'm preaching on tonight, but you want to know why? Because that music is anointed by Satan. The very beat of it is ordained by Satan. They know, you know, country music, I done a little bit of reading on heavy metal musicians when I was studying for this message. And one heavy metal superstar said that music was the opium of the people. And if you know anything about opium is a drug that lifts you out of your body and into some sort of a stastical experience that is beyond your human realm. It's in another realm, so to speak. And you know, this man said that when he hit certain notes on his guitar, that he noticed the crowd would go wild in response to this music. My mom read an article in the paper the other day about a concert when they hit a certain note that they had never hit before. There was a whole bunch of children that got trampled to death as the crowd surged towards the speakers. Music has power. But I'm going to quit talking right now about the music I hear with my natural ear. And I'm going to talk a few minutes about the music that we're listening to in our spiritual ear. Let me tell you something a little bit tonight. I see people in the Holiness Church. Most of the people that are here right now are supposed to be saved. There's a reason for that, Brother Myers. There's a reason that God had this service ordained tonight. He wants some sort of message to get across to somebody. You see, you don't realize it, but even though you're supposed to be saved and sanctified and filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, there's a lot of people in the Holy Church and a lot of us here tonight that have been captivated by the music of the piper. What are you talking about, Brother Timmy? I'll tell you what I'm talking about. I've been in services and I've saw things creep into churches. I've saw spirits creep in that looked so right, that looked so good, that sounded so good. When you listen to them, they sounded so anointed. Oh, when you looked at them on the outside, they looked like they were just perfect, Brother Myers. But what they didn't realize, if you could open your spiritual eyes, you would see down in their hands with a gentle looking pipe, and they were marching up and down the aisles playing that little pipe while people were being captivated by that demonic spirit. I'm just going to turn loose and preach a little bit here tonight. I see things coming in to the Holiness Church, spirits that are coming in, among us. They, you know, we try to justify them. I see little spirits of lust as they try to creep their way in. And you know what? What's so bad about this is it looks so right to the natural eye. Well, the devil ain't going to come into a Holiness Church necessarily with a girl in a ungodly apparel that is so immodest that we'd throw her out the door when she walked in. No, he ain't going to attack us that way. But you know the way he's going to do it. He's going to come in and he's going to get some little girl or some little woman that's not so satisfied with her marriage. Oh, she ain't been so satisfied for a little while. So what she does is she comes up and she buddies up to one of the men that she thinks is so spiritual. And she gets up right up next to him and she starts pouring out his problems to him. And she says, oh, you are so understanding. And it ain't very long till the piper starts playing. And that man, in his act of sympathy, starts beating his foot a little bit. And the piper keeps playing. And before long, he's dancing. under the hypnosis of the piper. Hey, Brother Timmy, they're not going to come in all brazen, but they're going to come in slowly. Slowly, and they're going to look right. They're going to look holiness. They're just going to look like a regular person. But they got a little pipe. And they're playing. I know men. I've read about men. You've heard about them all down through time. The last 20 years, we've seen some of them fall to different things. Let me tell you something. I'll mention some names here tonight. I don't guess nobody's going to bring no lawsuit against me. These men at one time had the power of God working through their ministry. But old Roberts, he come on preaching under the anointing. He was preaching under the power. He was anointed man of God. But before long, you see the devil, he come by and he said, I'm going to play a little lust song to Earl Roberts. And old Roberts said, get behind me, devil. I'm not interested in your lust song. So what the devil did, he says, well, that ain't going to work. He says, so I'll bring something else. So he tried this song and he tried that song. But pretty soon, he tried that song of greed. And it came, you know what happened? He got to playing it just a little bit. And old Robert started patting his foot. And before long, he was a-dancing this way and that way. As he stood on top of some tower and told the whole world to send him $1 million. All because he was captivated by the piper. Let me tell you something about Satan. He knows each and every one of you and has known you from the time you was born. When I was sent there in the hospital room or the birthing room with my little baby girl, I looked down at that little girl and she was so precious. So good, Brother Myers. Oh, I was just so, my heart was about to bust as I looked at that little baby lying there in my arms. I just, you know, tears was flowing. But you know, if I could have opened my spiritual eyes over there in the corner, I would have seen a piper. He was down there and he was saying, here is Hannah Faith Baggett, born on, I don't remember when she was born, but praise the Lord, born at such and such date in the year of 2000. And he said, here's where I'm going to start a file. And he put that file up and started saying, let's start trying out some songs. So he'll start trying some songs, do this way and do that way. Now he knows Hannah's weaknesses and he knows her strengths. And before long, when she gets older, he's going to know the song in which to play to hypnotize her and to drag her soul to hell. Where you going, Brother Timmy? Let me tell you something. There's someone here under the sound of my voice. You've been listening to some music. Hey, it's not the music from the outside that's got you captivated. It's that demonic music that you can't see with your mortal eyes that have been playing songs to you for a long time. That's been coming up beside you playing this and that and the other. But now it's got you captivated and hypnotized under his spell. Still look right, still act right, still shout right. I don't mean that you haven't started. Brother Timmy, I pushed it away time and time again. The devil's come up to me. He's played the song and I push it away. I push it away. But every once in a while, that note wastes across the sound waves and gets in one of my ears. And before I know it, maybe I missed praying one day. I forgot to pray one day and I didn't read my Bible for a few days. And before long, he come back around and he started playing and my foot started tapping. And now my heart is being drawn farther and farther away. Let me tell you something. It's not going to be long. Just like the charmer who charms a snake with a little pipe in his hand. Someone here is being charmed by the snake. Brother Timmy, I try to push those thoughts out of my mind. I try to push those thoughts from my mind. I try not to listen. But the Satan's got your song. He knows your song. He knows the song you like. And he's playing it. And every time your foot starts tapping, he knows he's got something. And so he says, you know what? I'm going to keep playing her song. I'm going to keep playing his song. And he does it over and over till you get to moving. Until you are captivated by the sensual, silky sounds of Satan's symphony. As he plays over and over and over again. Till you're rocking to the music of his beat. Back and forth. Oh, Brother Timmy, it won't happen to me. I know young people that started just a little bit. Just tapping a little bit. And now we're in the gutter, sleeping with every Tom, Dick, and Harry that comes their way. Why? Because they fell to the power of the Satan song. One young girl told my wife, she said, I'm going to go out. Brother Myers, she said, I'm going to go out and do this or that. She had big dreams. Why are you preaching? I have no idea. I have no idea, but I have a feeling that someone in here has been listening to a song. I have a feeling that someone in here has been listening to songs. And they've been coming, and creeping into your heart. Oh, right now, no, you ain't backslid yet. Right now, it's only a little bit entertaining. So you just pet it a little bit. You pet it a little bit, and you say, oh, it's just a little thing, and you push it away. You run from the music, but then before long, you get something next to you again, and you get down in weakness again, and that same song creeps in and wraps itself around you over and over and over again. What do you tell her? You say, I'm hopeless, Brother Timmy. No, I'm saying you better pray through. You better pray all the way through because it's not going to be long. Just like the Pied Piper, Satan dances your soul straight into hell. Brother Timmy, I'm not going to go that far. I'm not going to do that. You have no ability to withstand the power of the hypnotic song. He's a master psychiatrist. He's a master psychologist. He knows how to appeal to your emotions. He knows how to appeal to your mind. He knows more about you than you do yourself. He knows every preacher that has a problem with lust. He knows every preacher that has a problem with greed. He knows every deacon that looked at a woman walking down the street with tight clothes on and lusted after her. He knows every woman we used to have them coming into the church. I usually don't preach like this, but I feel led to go this way tonight. We used to have them coming into the church. I've been in a homeless church all my life. You know what? Satan had already come to them. You know what the first song Satan played? You know what the name of it was? Well, the first song that Satan ever played was that song he played to Eve. But the second song that Satan ever played, the name of it was Eve. The name of it was Eve. Brother Timmy, what are you saying? Satan knew how he could get Adam to fall. He knew it. He had done probably, there's no telling how long Adam and Eve had been in that garden. He sat back. He looked at, watched them. He seen how much Adam adored Eve. He seen how that he just loved Eve so much and how much he was attracted to Eve. So he said, that's the way I could get to Adam. So what he did, he lured Eve, and he hypnotized Adam, and he captured his soul. There's some of you that don't watch out. Satan's going to use you to be the soul that destroys some man. Some of you men, we better watch out. I'm preaching to myself too. We better watch out because Satan's got a song that we're dancing to. Every one of us has got weaknesses in our lives. And Satan knows those weaknesses. And one of the biggest weaknesses is the lust of the flesh. Do you know the Bible never tells you to try to overcome lust? Never does. In fact, the Bible says to flee fornication. The Bible says to flee youthful lust. Not to try to say, no, Satan, you ain't going to get me with it. So I'll walk right up there to the woman that ain't dressed right. But you know what we need to do? When we see a woman that ain't dressed right, we turn our back and we walk the other way. When we see them walk into the church with a skirt a little bit too tight and they look a little bit ungodly, we turn ourselves and we walk the other way. Don't even walk up close to them. Don't get near the Satan song, but run. Run! Flee the viper, because he's out to destroy you. You have no ability to resist him, but you must run from him. The Bible says, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Yes, we can resist the devil when we submit ourselves to God. We can resist the devil, huh? But you know, we better follow God's formula. Huh? When he says to run away from fornication, huh? When he says to run away from lust, that's what he means do. Why are you preaching this tonight, Brother Timmy? You've never really preached it this way before. Hey, I've got to go this way because this is the way. And he's the spirit of the Antichrist. He's nothing more than a piper that knows our song. You say, Brother Timmy, I don't believe it. Then you need to listen to Rob Parsley up there preach a little while. He sounds just as anointed as a holiness preacher. Why? Because the devil has learned our song. They'll come in here. They'll sound just like a Just anointed. They'll sound like they got all of God in the world. But inside they're ravenous wolves. Coming in to destroy. We've got to learn Satan's song. We've got to resist his song. Because there's a piper walking the streets of Apopka, Florida. He's playing songs. But he's not only walking out there, he's walking in here. Not only to this church, Brother Myers, but to my church, to Lake Placid Church, to every one of our churches. And he's coming in and he's playing the same old tune. I've got good friends that have fell to the piper's song. That comes in and he plays real pretty. And he plays real good. And they fall and they're captivated by it. And they go this way and they go that way. But let me tell you something tonight. Oh, if we can get in and say, God, I don't want to be fooled. I don't want to be misled. I don't want to be led away. But God, I want the real thing. I want you in your fullness. I don't want to get captivated by this song or that song or this one that comes in here and tries to hypnotize my mind. But God, I want to pray through that. I touch you. Let me tell you, that's the only way we're going to escape the Piper. Because let me tell you, he's come to steal, to kill, and to destroy you. There's only about 25 of us here tonight, Brother Timmy. You shouldn't preach this way. It's not because I know anything, because I don't. This is just the way the Lord led me tonight. This is what the Lord led me to come and preach. It's just to let somebody know that there's a Piper. And one, he's going to look right. Two, he's going to sound right. How many have we seen? How many young ladies have we seen drug out to the world by some guy that walked in looking just right, talking just right? He's nothing but a song. He's nothing but a song. It's a scary thing anymore. I've got two little girls. I never thought about this before. Brother Smith, I think about them when they grow. That's a long ways away. But I think about God. It's bad now. Seeing our young people struggling, trying to find their companions, and that's great. It's great to have a companion and someone to love you and you to love them. But you know what? I think about how dangerous it is. Because the Bible says the spirit of the Antichrist is already in the world. The Bible says that he's already here. And that spirit of Antichrist looks right, talks right. But he's Satan himself. Brother Myers, they're going to come in here. They're going to look right. They're going to talk right. There's a lot of them that look right and they talk right, but they're not right. They're songs. They're songs to lead this church in the wrong direction. They're songs to take this church off the vision which God has given Brother Myers. Take your church off the vision he's given you. They don't come in and sound so good. But as watchers, we got to recognize his song. And it's not easy all the time. The only way to do it is to stay on our face before God. In church, I believe that God's going to send us a revival. I believe that he's going to send us an old-time outpouring of his Spirit. I've been preaching in my church. We've been fasting and praying for a real revival. I'm talking about a real revival. That I'm not talking about necessarily a series of meetings. I'm talking about a revival when the conviction is so strong that it reaches outside this church and grips the hearts of sinners, brings them down here, and you see them get deliverance. I'm tired of people praying and not praying through. But right now I feel like there's too many songs in the church. You know, the devil knows how to play. Oh, I don't know. There's songs. I don't know many worldly songs. But he could play a worldly song good, but he could play I'm on the battlefield just as good as he could play Running with the Devil. I don't know. He knows how to play his music. He's a master musician. He's a master hypnosis. He knows how to get you so hypnotized till we think we're right. Hmm.
Brother Myers, I feel some things in my spirit. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Shidaraya no koto, andaraya kataya. Holy God, Holy God, Holy God. We better watch who we let come in and talk to us. Brother Myers, me and you are young pastors. We got to watch who we let come in here and stand up and talk to our people, Brother Smith. We got to watch because there's so many songs. Hey, young person, you need to watch who you hang around with. Brother Timmy, I have to. I'm working out here in the world. I have to be with this one and that one. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. I got to be friendly. Yeah, you can be friendly at a distance. You can smile and go on, but you better watch out for the soul. You better not get hypnotized by dreams. You better not get hypnotized by somebody's silky words. But you better make sure that you're on your face before God and say, God, don't let me get fooled by the soul. There's some in here tonight. There's some in here tonight. There's some in here tonight. You've been listening to some songs. Hey, it's not gotten bad yet. But I know without a shadow of a doubt. Oh, it's not gotten real bad. But somewhere, deep down in your heart, you keep pushing. Pushing things up ahead of it. Trying to cover it up. Just like you do a startup table. You get a real nice pretty tablecloth. And you put it over it. And they can't see the scars underneath it. But there's somebody here that you're loving a song. You tried to push it away. You tried over and over again. But your foot's still tapping. You're still moving. You're still swaying with a beat. Let me tell you something. You've got to pray through. You've got to pray through, or it won't be long till you'll be back out. Holy Ghost. I wish I could preach this the way I feel it. Holy Shadda Gatai. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Bitterness. Bitterness is a pretty song. Bitterness is a pretty song. Oh yeah, bitterness comes in and sounds good to the flesh. And we could justify it and paint it up till we make it plumb spiritual. We could dress it up in a pretty, pretty nice holiness dress, or a pretty nice holiness suit, or a pretty nice holiness this or that, and look so right. But bitterness is a killer and a destroyer, and a song that you're dancing to. There's somebody in here tonight. You've been dancing with bitterness. No, Brother Timmy, I've been trying to ignore it. I've been pushing it away, but no. Late at night, when you're laying there, it feels so good to look up at the ceiling and say, play me my song. Let me think of my revenge. Let me think of things I could do to get back to Sister So-and-so. Let me think of things I could do. Oh, yes, that ain't the only song that's being played. But they come by and they play a song of self-righteousness. You know what? That's a dangerous song because it comes in and it says, you're so holy. You look so good. Oh, look at yourself in comparison to one up the street. And what it does, it self-justifies yourself, and it sets you up to fall to his soul. You know what? Devil could come in and dress you up, make you feel so self-righteous and so spiritual. Kind of like a backdoor play. You know, I used to play basketball. They'd teach us how to come on and fool the opposing team. You get something good up and looking good, and they think you're going to get them this way, and you have this guy coming in the back door, and you throw the ball to him, and he makes the easy layup. Let me tell you something. There's some of you that's been fooled by a spiritual song. He's coming in, and he's playing spiritual tunes, and you're dancing, but for coming up behind you is that little demon that failed you before, and he's just waiting till you get good and self-righteous and soaking up in your self-holiness. And he's going to jump back on your back. Don't listen to the song. Brother Timmy, you're preaching. I'm preaching with love. Every one of you here tonight is saved as far as I know it. And I'm preaching with love. I'm preaching to you because we love you. Brother Myers, you know why he preaches hard? You know why he preaches straight? You know why he's taking the stand in this church that he's taken? You know you've been facing a couple things that's come against you, Brother Myers. But guess what? You ain't listening to the song. They don't come in and sound pretty, but you got to ignore the song. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. God is wanting to play his song here. God's wanting to send his band here. God's wanting to send his choir here. But he's not sending his choir till we get rid of Satan's symphony. Amen. That's what Brother Myers was sitting here for, is to get God's song playing. All right. I feel like I'm about ready to stop. It's not going to be the most popular message. I guess I've gotten in that mode. Pastors aren't very popular. I'll tell you that. I was popular when I was evangelizing. Everybody liked me, shake my hand. Now I'm sort of pastor, and I got, man, ain't everybody don't like me no more, Brother Smith. Let me tell you something. I don't want to play a song. I don't want to dance to a song. It's going to sound right. It's going to do miracles. It's going to look just right, but it's just a song. It's just a song, and it's the wrong one. If it don't line up with thus saith the word of God, if it don't line up with that Bible, I don't care how anointed it sounds. I don't care how many healings, I don't care how many dead people rise from the dead and walk out of this church. Hey, if somebody comes here and preaches that's not lining up with that word, then it's the wrong song. Timmy, you're meddling. Somebody here, I feel it strong. There's several of us here. I'll probably leave this service tonight. The Spirit's done this to me many times. I'll get halfway down the road and the Spirit will say, son, remember that song that you've been dancing to? Oh, Lord. Hey, I'm not pointing fingers of condemnation. I've danced to some Satan songs. I've been fooled by that hypnosis. He's got me swinging a few rounds with him. But you know what? Somebody coming around and preach some anointed preaching, thus saith the word of God, and I threw away that dancing partner, and I run back to my humility and my